Hello everyone, my name is Brittany Lord, and welcome to Elevated Elegance, a mental health podcast to help you transcend life's adversities, manage mental health concerns, and add grace into your life. This podcast is for education purposes only and is not meant to replace services provided by an LPC and other mental health professional services. So on my last episode, I talked about the importance of being able to process your emotions. So in this episode, I wanted to speak on self-reflection and give you some steps on how to self-reflect and process those emotions. Now, I'm going to be using the four steps of self-reflection from the book More Than a Body by Lindsay Kite and Lexi Kite, who have PhDs in psychology. And their book is more so dealing with a negative body image and being triggered when it comes to how you look and feeling self-conscious. But the four steps on self-reflection can be applied to pretty much any emotion. Now, the ability to self-reflect when we are triggered is important because oftentimes we are very reactive when we initially feel an emotion. So taking the time to pause and reflect on how you're feeling in the moment, even if it's only for a few seconds, allows you to potentially act in a different way, respond to your triggers in a different way than just your automatic behaviors that may not be healthy. So in a sense, having the ability to self-reflect on your triggers, you now have the capacity to not only respond in a different way, but you can also see these as opportunities for personal growth, where you are becoming more powerful, present, and resilient to your triggers. So step one is checking in with yourself. You can ask yourself questions such as, how am I feeling emotionally? Am I angry? Am I sad? Am I motivated or hopeful? And then physically, how do you feel? Are you tense, nauseous? Are you sweating? Is your heart rate elevated? So you're able to connect your emotions and how that makes you feel physically as well. And then lastly, ask yourself, what are you compelled to do? So asking yourself these questions will help you label your emotions, name your emotions, recognize the physiological responses that you have, and then ask yourself, how do you normally behave when these triggers happen? Taking a second to check in with yourself when you're triggered allows you to create that pause between your emotions or your thoughts and your immediate reaction, what you're compelled to do. Step two is naming the experience. So ask yourself, what specific instance or situation caused me to experience this trigger? You can ask yourself, what happened to cause me to feel this way? Who said it? Who or what triggered it? How was I feeling before this trigger? Am I in a vulnerable place right now? Or what deeper fears or feelings is this disruption bringing to light? Step three is to rethink your reaction. So when you felt similar pain or felt this trigger in the past, how did you react? What were your go-to coping mechanisms for dealing with that trigger? And as you consider how you've responded in the past, ask yourself a few important questions to help you determine how you can now move forward in a way that serves you. So you can ask yourself, when I've dealt with similar feelings of pain or shame in the past, why did I respond that way? And did my response serve me or hurt me? What could I do differently this time? And how can I see this as an opportunity for growth? What did I learn from this experience and my reaction to it? Do I have the resources to respond to this disruption in a healthier way? Step four is to chart your course. So if you feel like your responses in the past to your triggers served you, take note of how you responded and why it worked so well. and use that as motivation to deal with your pain that you feel presently in a more powerful way. If you feel like your response caused you to sink even further into negative feelings or didn't help you change in a positive way, think about how you might respond differently. This is your opportunity to choose a new path, so you don't have to be a slave to your triggers or your behavioral patterns. You have an opportunity to self-reflect and change your course of action, especially if you're on the path of trying to build healthier relationships with others and not wanting to be so triggered. So that concludes the 4 steps of self-reflection, and on your journey to self-healing and personal growth, I hope you do find this helpful. Self-reflection allows you to not be so reactive to your emotions and the thoughts that come up to your mind. I know it's hard to change habits, but self-reflecting allows you to create that pause between how you feel and also dive deep on why you feel that way. Self-reflection may potentially bring up past experiences that were hurtful and painful that you tried to push under. So be prepared. Be prepared on this journey to have those emotions come up, but also have the confidence that you'll be able to handle those emotions. We spend a lot of time trying to avoid pain and not think about hurtful experiences, but often times we can turn these painful experiences into an empowering moment if you take the time to heal from it.